T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Wednesday afternoon. So sorry to hear about former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. I will tell you that Secretary Rumsfeld had been a guest on my program many, many times through the years, had the absolute privilege to meet him at the Pentagon, this many years ago. And somewhere, and boy, do I have to go searching through some boxes now, I have a Donald Rumsfeld challenge coin, which he presented to me when he was serving as Secretary of Defense for President George W. Bush. But he was always, he was, to put it mildly, a straight shooter. Not a lot of nonsense around the edges, if you know what I mean. But thoroughly gracious and professional and really funny. So 88 years old, I hope that everyone understands that his was a life of service and it was a life well lived. So Godspeed to Secretary Rumsfeld. So we've got a slightly different world at the moment, don't we? I think, unless I have read the room wrong, I think we have kind of moved on in many ways from COVID and some of these restrictions, or all of these restrictions. And I wanted to get a little insight on that and this unemployment issue, which is just crazy to me, from our friend State Senator Siobhan Dunavant. I'm happy to say she's here. Senator, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me, Jeff. And just one aside, I'll never forget 9/11, watching the TV as Secretary Rumsfeld assisted in carrying injured people from the Pentagon to the field. All hands on deck. I get choked up when I think about that now. That was a humble man who believed in serving everyone in his country with every ounce of integrity he had.
Oh, so true. So true. Now I'm thinking back to those very same images. My gosh, you know, you think about that. I mean, not to, for us to go off in a different direction here, but you do think about that. And that is really the definition of the servant, no matter what the position is. You're right. It was all hands on deck. And here he was, the sec def, and he was rolling up his sleeves and trying to rescue people. Good guy.
He didn't sit back to talk to the press. He ran right up to the edge of the building and grabbed anybody he could grab to carry him back. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it really was. Wow. All right, let's turn our attention for a moment here to the coronavirus situation. The emergency order for the whole state, or the governor's order, expires tonight. Are we done? Can we all move on with life now?
I think that we can all move to the point where we do our own risk analysis of how we handle our lives and what choices we make, which I think we should have moved to that position a long time ago.
Right.
COVID, I don't know how it's going to unfold going forward. But there have been hundreds of variants. I know there's a lot of talk about the Delta variant. There have been hundreds of variants, all of which have been proven are controlled for by the immunity you get from the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So we have no reason at this moment in time to suspect that all of a sudden this virus will start mutating in another way that we won't have immunity. So the assessment, and again, the metric we should be following is community spread, community incidence, and that is still incredibly low. And that means we have herd immunity in many ways.
Tell me about how viruses change and mutate. My understanding, and of course it's very limited, it's very, very pedestrian, but I thought that as these things mutated over time, they had a tendency to get weaker rather than stronger. Is that correct?
I think it depends upon the virus.
Okay.
Definitely out of my arena of expertise, but I believe there are some that can mutate in a way to make them worse, and
okay.
some that can mutate in a way to make them lesser.
Okay. All right. And you talked about individual analysis, individual risk assessment. I mean, that mm-hmm. that's who we are as adults,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, isn't that what I decide every day? Do I get out of bed? Do I stay in bed? Should I turn the stove on? Because, you know, something in theory could explode and kill all of us in the house. But we all do this every day.
That is individual freedom and accountability. They go hand in hand.
Yep.
And that's the whole point. Somehow, somewhere along this way, for way too long, the government decided that they were in the best position to do a risk analysis for us long after the crises had passed. And the issue for me with that, the unconstitutionality of that, is that they don't have the same skin in the game or variables to determine my risk assessment. They're thinking about being sued.
Sure.
They're thinking about, you know, whatever their risk tolerance is, it's not really relevant to me.
Mm-hmm.
I get to make my own assessment of my risk tolerance.
Right.
And in some ways, we could have gone through the whole crisis that way, the whole pandemic. But we all kind of, in some ways, accepted that that was a reasonable thing to do when we stayed at home in the very beginning in, gosh, I can't even remember, in 2020 when we all decided to stay home. But that
yeah.
was, we acquiesced on that. But then all of a sudden, it was decided for us. And worse, in the special session, they gave the power to the governor to determine a fine for mm-hmm. not complying with his executive orders, which is completely unacceptable and a violation of precedent where only the General Assembly determines fines for violations.
State Senator Siobhan Donovan is joining us. And Senator, I have to share with you, I look at England and I look at Ireland, I look at Canada, and these folks are still hiding under their beds. My wife is a BBC addict. And maybe at some point we can talk about some sort of recovery project for her because she's addicted to this stuff. But I heard somebody the other day on the BBC say, well, one death is too many, and I would rather, and I'm quoting here, this is the Irish radio, I would rather see empty pubs than filled morgues. I mean, it's over the top, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the rhetoric and the extrapolated misrepresentation of the risk. I mean, there's no data that supports that, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we have the high-risk groups, I haven't looked at the death rates in a long time, thank God, but
right.
they are minuscule. And in fact, infection rates are incredibly low. So, you know, there's a way that people's brains work. And I can say this as a caregiver and as a mom and just as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
And some people feed on that anxiety. And they tend to do a risk analysis that's always the most extreme, the most terrifying, the most extraordinary. And I think our brains all do that a little bit. So the way you manage that is you counter that with facts,
right.
and you challenge your positions, your theories, your suppositions, your fear. And then you can pull that in to more perspective by validating what scares you as right or wrong. And I think that's where we want to stray in this whole thing.
Yeah.
This got blown up as an emotional ordeal. The press amplified it. It was misrepresented. Any scientist that said something contrarian
mm-hmm.
were basically blackballed and,
yep.
you know, had no representation in the press. But, you know, in many ways, this has been vastly mishandled. And I don't really know why, but I would say that those that tend toward anxiety got the upper hand.
Let's talk about one of the things that happened as a result of all of this. Whole bunch of businesses shut down. There are plenty of people that lost their jobs. And yet now I can't go anywhere without seeing help wanted signs. I talked to business owners. My God, Jeff, we have nobody to work for us. And yet, we in the Commonwealth are still paying people extra to sit at home. So what gives?
I'm going to run through the whole unemployment kind of, institutional perspective over the last year. So bear with me. But this is one of the most egregious missteps that the state is not being held accountable for thus far. First of all, we continue to be the last in the nation for federal metrics on how we actually get unemployment to the people who need it. So there have been many, many weeks and months that people in true need have not been able to get access to unemployment benefits. Number two, we have clear evidence of extraordinary fraud that the Unemployment Commission, while not giving benefits to people in need, somehow gave up over 700,000, that's at least what we know of, to a fraudulent activity out in the Southwest where inmates' names and other people were having unemployment submitted. And so that's egregious. The next thing is we now are, so that's one half of it, how we're administrating it, which is really bad. Yep. The other half is how are we doing the right things to make sure we recover from the trauma in our economy that we had last year? Well, Virginia is the eighth slowest in the nation. We're number 44. Mm. In fact, last month, our unemployment rate compared to our unemployment rate in 2019, which is kind of the benchmark, ours was 228.7% higher.
Jeez.
Bad. It's bad. As you said, businesses can't get employees. How many times have you said, oh, we can't open, you've been into a restaurant, we can't open the patio, or we can't do that because we just don't have staff.
Right.
So the next piece of this is that many states are recovering, obviously, way better than us. South mm-hmm. Carolina, Arizona, Kansas, Vermont. A lot of these are offering the $300 incentive that right now is the federal government is giving through September of this year. States have stopped that as an incentive, you know, of unemployment or an additional benefit of unemployment. People still get their regular unemployment.
Yep.
They don't get the extra $300. And instead, that is awarded when they go back to work.
Wow.
That seems to be the right motive.
Yeah.
People work on motivation.
Right.
Just to give you, I'll leave that for a minute, but we'll say the governor then claims that he's got this return to business match, like he's going to do something to make this work better, return to earn, I think he calls it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where the state is going to give a $500 matching bonus to businesses who hire somebody at the new projected minimum wage, $15 an hour. So it's really an ideological bonus, right?
Right.
Like, this is really important to them. We can have a conversation someday about whether the minimum wage is ever an adequate wage for a family or for a living wage. That is a ridiculous soundbite they've come up with.
Yep.
I stood on the floor of the Senate when they were passing this minimum wage bill, and I said, if you think this is the answer to solving poverty and access to the American dream for Virginians, you are sadly mistaken. You should be investing in education so that people can go out and get a much better job than $15 an hour. This should be entry-level positions for college kids only. We should never hope that a family is surviving on the minimum wage.
Oh.
And if they are, we failed them.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of where we are. We're way
mm-hmm.
behind Republican red states. Our businesses are suffering. They're begging for assistance. We have a special session coming up in September where we're going to decide what we do with the $2 billion. And, definitely travel and lodging, that part of our economy, they really have not gotten anything out of the COVID funding. Many other states have supported them. We need to step in and make that a priority. I personally believe we need to use that for one-time investments like building schools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's
mm-hmm.
great medical evidence to show children achieve better in a healthy, positive, exciting environment. And it's demonstrated improved test scores for kids who are moved into new schools within 3 years. And so, there's a lot of great investments that Virginia can make, but paying, you know, not redirecting that $300 to an award for somebody who's motivated to go back to work will be an egregious mistake that the governor has stated unequivocally he intends to make. One more egregious mistake.
Oh, gosh, one more is right. I always appreciate you making time for us. We never have enough time, but I'm always hopeful that you will come back and join us again soon.
Anytime, Jeff. I love to talk with you, and I love watching Facebook, and I love seeing your daughter on the school bus.
Thank you. That was a pretty good smile after 15 months, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. And that will be one of the proudest things I ever did, was fight the evil forces that kept our kids out of school last year. Very happy and proud that that is all coming to an end.
And let me tell you, we as parents are eternally grateful to you and those who stood up on our behalf. I always appreciate you being here, Siobhan. That is State Senator Siobhan Donovan, Dr. Siobhan Donovan, truly one of the distinguished members of our Virginia Senate. And I'm very, very happy to say, very proud to say, she's my state senator. It's Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.